Are you tired of trips not making it out of the group chat? This is your sign to get into your solo travel bag. We're discussing how to successfully solo travel right after this.
Welcome to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast, your weekly fix for all things mental health and wellness. I'm Brittany, the joke-cracking, detail-oriented friend who is always down the road when you need her. For the legal stuff, though, not the illegal stuff.
And I'm Germany, the loyal friend who keeps you laughing. I'm a ray of sunshine, and you can always find me on the dance floor. And not only are we besties, but we're your besties. You heard me right. It's homegirl vibes here.
Get ready for the girls to dish the real, the raw, and the fucking funny.
And listen, we may drag you, but it's always in love. Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Welcome back, my queens and kings. Welcome back, y'all. Happy July.
Put your crowns on. Yes.
Keep your crown on.
Put your crowns on. Your crown is slipping.
Oh, my God. Brittany, be quiet.
Happy July. Yes, honey.
The year is literally flying by.
It really is.
It's in a Nissan Altima saying, hey.
Period, okay?
Wow.
It is a Nissan Altima full.
Yes. Of bad bitches. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. You know, it's summertime. It's sunny. It's warm.
LA has finally caught up. The weather in LA has finally caught up to the season, y'all. We were in June gloom.
Girl.
So bad. It was giving Seattle. It was no
It was
sun.
Giving extension of seasonal depression. I'm like, it was giving all of that.
Yeah.
So now that Los Angeles has gotten her act together, I can get mine together.
It's very hot now.
It is.
The last few days have been nice and warm. I'm like, this is what we've been waiting for. This is what I want to see. This is what we want to see. So, yeah. You don't know that?
I'm sorry. I don't. Aww. I don't. But, yeah. We're here. We're happy. I had a good weekend. I know it's summer when the weekends start to get stacked like this. Because, you know, in the cooler months, there'll be things to do. But I feel like in the summer months, there'd be so much shit to do.
Yeah, we really outside.
So many birthdays, there's functions that I actually want to go to. So this weekend was like the fucking Olympics. Friday, went to Selections, Radio Show 600, 12 years of Selection.
Yeah.
And that was nice. And Germany did all the same shit, so.
Yeah. On Saturday, we celebrated my mom's birthday.
Yes.
We pulled up at the Saddle Ranch in costume. I'm like,
girl, she wanted a Westerner theme.
I'm like, Brittany, you hit the nail on the head. You were like, we're taking the bachelorette approach.
Bitch,
I'm like,
we were giving bachelorette party
in Western theme to the Saddle Ranch. But she was very happy.
She was happy and she looked cute as fuck. And all her girls participated. And I know that made her feel good.
Yeah. And that I just released it. I said, girl, I don't give a damn. I said, Ma, how did you enjoy yourself? She said, I had so much fun. But honestly, y'all, anytime my mom can be the center of attention, she's gonna have fun.
She eats it up.
Yeah. So birthday,
a Gemini
ranch,
girl.
Yeah, definitely big Gemini. So I'm glad she enjoyed herself. And honestly, you know, the retreat, just gonna go back to the retreat experience because it was life changing. It really has allowed me to accept my mom.
Wow.
And yeah, like that time that we spent there and having a little challenge. And her telling me about myself and me telling her about herself, you know, being real and honest with one another. It has really allowed me to love her in a new way.
Wow.
It has. And like, just accept her who she is, how she is, whatever she wants to do. Like, I have no, my grip is so loose.
Good.
Around it. And I like it that way. I'm like, listen.
And I'm sure she does too. See, we went there to unlock sisterhood, but then
some other things.
Motherhood and daughterhood got unlocked as well.
Yeah. And it just feels good. It feels good. Like, I obviously, like, can still laugh and joke and have my little feelings about things, but I never say it and let it overshadow what it is that I know her intention and what it is she wants to do. I'm like, girl, live your life, do your thing.
Period.
If you want to be in the Saddle Ranch dressed up, baby, I'm here too.
And dressed up with
you. And we dressed up. So yeah. It was nice. I'm happy she was happy this weekend.
Yeah, she looked like she had a good time.
More life.
Right.
You know.
Sunday, we hit the streets again, and we went to a day party.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was fun, baby. The way we were strutting through that day party, like...
like we owned it.
Like that one scene in Bring It On.
Yeah.
It was when they walk
very
in
much
that-
so giving energy. Energy.
Energy.
It was giving that.
You I'm know like, why? Yeah. It's because we don't burn the streets out. When you don't go to everyday party and you you pop
meat.
Out and you it's pop out.
Meat.
Yeah. And you pop out, it's like, oh. Versus, oh, yeah, they here.
They here, yeah. I remember last summer we kept seeing this nigga everywhere with the grill. I'm like, he and his grill again.
He you was irritating us.
He and his grill.
Right, when, oh, of course he is, but it was the way he was wearing it.
Yeah, and holding his mouth.
Girl, wanting us to see he had his bottoms. Like, we nigga, see we
it.
See you.
We see you. But yeah, that was fun. Wook pulled up with the girls.
I love when your sister come out with us. Because yeah. You know why? You know why I love when Wook comes? Because Wook has a good time.
Yeah, she
you know what
does.
I'm saying? She dances. She sings along. She has easy energy. And we have fun.
She is.
She doesn't feel like somebody you got to like manage. Mm-hmm. And are you having a good time? Are you ready to go? Is everything okay? No.
Wook want to be in the thick of it.
Period.
The way she kept trying to get us to pull up to the front, I'm like, Wook, hold on. I don't want to be at the speaker. I don't want my ear blown out. She's like, come on. It's right here. We got to feel it. I'm like, Wook.
I like how Wook parties.
Yeah, it was a good time.
I like how Wook parties. So we had a good time. It's nothing like having a good crew.
Yeah, it was a good
crew.
We
loving the crew.
We had a good time. So, yeah, we outside. We
yeah,
outside.
We outside.
We really not a stopwatch.
It's an outside summer. It's giving summer 16 energy.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
I feel like
summer.
That. I feel like it's giving summer 16 energy. I don't know how many of these summers I have in me because I'm getting older.
You got tons of summers in you. Are you serious?
Summers like this.
There's going to be.
I know I have tons of summers in me, but you know, soon we're going to have to be going to jazz festivals.
And I think that's what I was going to say. I feel like the activities will change and be appropriate for where we are in life, but it's always going to give this energy. It's always going to give on road, outside girls. Because that's who we are.
We're saying that there's girls in our 30s.
Look at my mom.
True.
She's an outside
and look
girl.
At mine. And look at mine.
They're in their 50s.
You know what? It's so true.
50s.
Because let me tell you something. My mom came out here.
Right.
From the Bay to be an outside girl.
Exactly.
With Germany's mom.
That's
and they
what
were
I'm
outside
saying.
And they looked so good.
You do what you do for the season that you're in and the age bracket. It just has to be appropriate. But baby, they can't keep us down. They can't hold us back. And speaking of not holding us back, we today are talking about solo travel, honey.
We are.
Because sometimes you got to get on your shit by yourself. You can't let the girls hold you back and keep you down. You can't let people keep you from doing what you want to do.
You can't. And the girls have been in their solo travel bag. More girls yeah. have been expressing the desire to want to do their thing.
Yeah.
Regardless of if they have people who want to do it with them. And I love that.
Yeah. I seen a homegirl pop up on social and she's on a solo trip right now. I said, oh, you're in Bali solo.
Yes, I saw that. And I also saw Les living her best solo travel life.
Yeah.
And she's giving me life through her travels. I'm like, this is
it.
So brave and good to see.
But you know what else that I love that Les also said is like, and this is just particularly for her life, but I love seeing like, don't call people brave, right? Because she's like, I'm just existing. I'm just doing what I want to do. And it's inspiring and it's motivating those of us who feel like, is that available to me?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel. Seeing people like live like this and do what they're doing, I'm like, that's available to me too.
It is.
I don't have to be afraid.
It is, if you want it to be.
It's the international, though, that just has me.
I think once you get out there, depending on where you go, like, it's just like being in L.A., going out and having dinner with
yourself,
you know?
Yeah.
Of course, they're speaking different languages, and it's a different culture.
Yeah.
But I'm saying the act of, we do solo dates here.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know. I've never done it. But
solo travel is definitely on my bucket list now.
It's on my bucket list, too. And that's why I'm happy we're having this conversation with our homegirl, Ty Ann of Purple and Prosper, because she's one of those girlies who, when I see her traveling, I get my whole life.
Yeah.
She solo travels frequently.
Love to live vicariously.
She does it in a beautiful way. She's fearless.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love to fucking see it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm loving it. I'm living through all the girls, and soon I'll be living my own story.
Where you want to go?
Soon you'll be living through me.
Because this is new for you.
I don't know. I don't know where I want to go. I don't know where I want to go yet, but the idea, I've become like more warm to it. So I'm like, it's possible.
It
I'm
is.
Warming up to it.
It is.
Definitely.
I've been warmed up to it. I'm starting to get hot for it.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
I've been feeling warm. And wherever you are on the spectrum, cold, maybe you're cold, maybe you're warm. Hell, maybe you burning up. You probably already have done it. We know our one of our homegirls, Tiff. Hey, Tiff.
Hey, Tiff.
She came on the retreat with us, and she solo travels frequently as well.
Yeah.
She lives for it.
I think that I would probably need to solo travel to
a resort,
a very well-established country or place. I think that's probably the safest bet for the initial trip.
I think that Europe will be good for you.
Yeah, Europe is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
you already know where I want to go.
But yeah, Ty, she's going to give us all the tea on solo travel. She's an expert at this point. So stick around. We're going to get into a few church announcements and then jump in right into the conversation. Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this: you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR's got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure. Absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story, But now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling. But with them presenting Black stories, Black truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcasts. Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right, no fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your Spot Me limit by receiving boosts from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in Spot Me and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details. Okay, y'all, before we get into these solo travel goodies, let us remind you of a few things. Now, don't you go a step further if you have not followed, if you have not left your rating, and if you have not hit that little bell so that you make sure you're getting notified of all the episodes. I know it's easy to forget, but let us remind you. Right. This is a reminder. That bell's a reminder.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's a reminder.
Do that for us, please. We appreciate you, and we love you for it.
Yeah. And while you're listening, if you're enjoying what you're listening to, if you're binging, because I know a lot of the girls, once you get here, you love it. That goes without saying, but I'm gonna say it. So likely you're binging the episodes. And if you find yourself enjoying what you're hearing, let us know. You can leave a little comment. Let us know how the episode is doing. If it's meeting you where you are, that would be very helpful. Additionally, if you love what you hear, if you love what you are hearing here, you are really going to enjoy what we're doing over at the Homegirl Hangout. There's exclusive bonus content, goodies. We just released an episode talking about the spotlight effect, which is essentially understanding the psychology around the idea that people aren't really as worried about you as you think.
Mm-hmm.
And it's freeing and it's liberating and it's giving life hack tools for your toolkit. There's so much over there, a plethora of content that you want to get into.
Yes, there is. Also, if you're in LA, we are linking up on July 8th, Saturday, July 8th.
Which is this weekend.
This weekend, bring your own everything, just hanging out. Yes, hanging out at the park, eating, drinking, laughing, conversing.
Soaking up some sun.
Soaking up some sun.
This will be a really good chance for us to get into our inner child bag. We're going to bring some jump ropes. We can do a little double dutch.
Yes.
You know, bring your coloring book. Whatever it is that's going to make you feel at home at the park, bring it.
Yes. And come meet us and also meet some new people. Yeah. That's the purpose of these events, so that we can connect in real life. We have seen that the girlies are tired of the virtual gatherings.
Yeah. We want to link it IRL.
So let's link up in real life if you're in LA this Saturday at Holmby Park at 1 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Just look for the Black Girls.
Look for the Black Girls, and all of the information is down in the show notes, address, time, all of that. So we can't wait to see y'all this weekend if you're in LA. Mm-hmm. And also bring a homegirl with you if you have one to bring.
Yeah, love that.
Okay, let's get back to the show. Okay, Ty, so we wanted you here today because you are, in my eyes, the queen of solo traveling. And you know what? That is something that's on my bucket list. I don't know. I have to do it to see if it's my thing, but it's something that I definitely want to try to do. But if I'm being honest, I'm intimidated by it. Like, if I think about, like, just traveling somewhere domestically, I'm a little less intimidated, but the international scares me. Mm-hmm. So what, like, sparked your interest and gave you the green light to just be like, you know what, I'm gonna go solo traveling? Like, how did you get into this?
I mean, I started domestically. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. how I got comfortable. I went on, like, little staycations. I think my first trip was to San Francisco. So I started off slow, but then also I knew I wanted to continue traveling, so I didn't want to wait for people. Mm. And I enjoyed my own time already. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of went for it.
Wow. Period. A brave girl.
And that's what a lot of girls are feeling. Like, they want to lean into solo travel because some of their friends either cannot travel, don't want to travel as frequently, mm-hmm. but it's just trying to take that leap up to, like, you know, saying, you can go. Just you have the courage, because it's a little scary. I would say, like, going domestically, like both of you mentioned, I feel like a majority of us can hang. You know, we can do a Portland, Seattle, a mm-hmm. San Francisco, San Diego, mm-hmm. a Joshua Tree trip. That seems like I would be fine. But it's going across the waters. It's going abroad. Mm-hmm. So I think some of us maybe don't feel as safe or might be feeling a little fearful. Mm-hmm. So what safety precautions do you take when you are going to travel abroad?
Well, one, I don't let my fear control me. That's number mm-hmm. one. Because if I have that mindset, I won't go anywhere.
Period.
And I think when I first started out, I did have, like, a set of rules in place, like, that I still keep with me. So when people approach me and they ask if I'm here by myself, I always say no. Mm-hmm. No, I got backup.
Period.
Right. Got lots of backup. And then also, I think over time and just doing it so much, my discernment has become very high. Mm-hmm. I kind of feel people out. God, what keeps me safe? I don't know. Maybe I should have more rules.
No, maybe. I mean, have you ever felt unsafe while you were?
There's only been one time. That's the thing. Like, everywhere I've been, I felt very safe.
Okay.
I feel like we live in Los Angeles. We face danger every single day.
We do.
So when I go to other countries, I tend to feel a lot safer.
What was the place that you didn't feel safe?
So I went to Jamaica.
Ooh, girl.
By myself.
And that's where I want to go too.
Which is, you should.
Yeah.
You should absolutely go. You might have a completely different experience. But my experience, I was actually staying in one of the nicest resorts I've ever stayed in. So I didn't expect any type of trouble.
Yeah.
But I was there by myself. And the first night I met one of the employees. He was so sweet. He came up to me while I was eating dinner and he saw that I was drinking a white wine. So he was like, do you like white wine as opposed to red? And I was like, well, right now I do. And he's like, okay, I'm going to make sure you have some in your room.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah.
And so when I went back to my room after dinner, there was a bottle waiting for me. Mm. There was extra marijuana there.
Right, okay. That, yeah. Hair patch.
Because it was so heavily available. I was like, oh my God. Okay, well, this is just luxury. I wasn't getting special treatment. It was just luxury. And then a couple nights later,
he was in the room.
Hell no. Don't tell me that.
There was a knock on my door, but it was past 11 p.m. And I decided not to go out that night because woman things. I had cramps. Yeah. I ordered room service. I was just having a night to myself.
Yeah.
And I hear a knock on my door and I open it up and it's him. And he's like, hey, Ty, I haven't seen you around the resort. I just wanted to check on you. And that's when I started feeling like, okay, you're watching me. That's right. Yeah, I don't feel good about that. And I told him like, okay, listen, I had to set my boundaries. Like, I'm going to sleep. Please do not knock on my door. He's like, I'm so sorry. And I didn't see him for the rest of the trip. But that was the one and only time. And you girls know I've been
everywhere.
To a whole bunch of different places.
Oh yeah, that would have put me on edge. I would have said, I will only be in this room. I know that would have set me off.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing?
So that
here?
Was probably the only time. And it's interesting because it was the nicest resort I've ever stayed in. And yeah. I've stayed in places that weren't as nice.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, that weren't as quote unquote protected. So
yeah.
I know on your stories when you're traveling and I'm stalking, you'll when, as people are asking like, where are you? Because you're very open with your community.
I don't share that until the very end.
Exactly. I know that that's one of your safety precautions, not sharing where you are until
Absolutely.
You get back home.
And I won't geotag where I'm at either. Like, if I really loved my stay and I wanted to share the hotel that I'm in, I'll share it at the very end and I'll geotag it so they get love. But yeah, not while I'm there.
Period.
Yeah, y'all and that definitely is a good safety precaution to take. And I know some people, they like will do the resort thing versus going off the beaten path because there are security measures that are implemented there. Mm-hmm. But I really love how you said that you don't let your fear control you, because I see people, when you let people ask you questions and they're like projecting their fears, like, oh my God, I've heard about this place, how's the bacteria, like, yeah, Nick, listen,
I saw that, right?
They said, how's the bacteria?
I was something about, like,
how's after she just saw, okay, so I was in Bacalar recently and I was swimming in the water, living my best in life.
Yeah.
And this girl messages me like, I really want to go to Bacalar, but I know that there's E. coli in the water. And I'm like, what? She's like, is this true? And I'm like, you just saw me in the water. I'm eating fruit in the water. Yeah. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah. But people will do that. Like, as soon as you tell them you're doing something, it's the fear projection. Like, oh my God, be careful. Oh, you're going to Mexico. There's so much going on. Yeah. And
it's like, so much everywhere, though. My grandma loves to say that.
But, like, imagine the people that live in other countries and hear about Los Angeles. Yeah. Los Angeles in particular, though.
Yeah.
Imagine all the things they hear about us. Like, I would never want to come visit.
Yeah. There's one of my girlfriends that I follow on social. She went to visit her dad in, like, Mexico City, and he's been traveling. And she asked him, like, what are some misconceptions that you've learned since being abroad? Mm-hmm. And he was like, that everything that you hear about other countries from the U.S. is bullshit.
Yeah. Mm, yeah.
You know? And I believe it, because a lot of the places that we've kind of went, although initially I feel a little, it's not that I'm scared, it's just the uncertainty of whatever else is going on
Absolutely.
Over there. You know, just like, I'm not as comfortable.
Yeah.
But when I get there, I'm like, ain't shit to worry about.
Yeah. Girl,
I'm chilling.
And I'm not promoting ignorance as well.
Right.
Like, I'm sure there's truth to some of it. But at the same time, like, if you live your life in fear, you're not going to do anything.
Yeah. You'll be stuck here.
You'll be stuck.
Watching her and us. Living our family.
Going where we're going.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay, so do you prefer solo travel or do you like traveling with others? Like, if you had to pick.
I prefer solo travel.
Mm. You do?
I like being on my own time. Like, I love my trips with my girlfriends. Like, I loved going to Mexico City with you girls. Like, I love, like, that energy exchange when you are on a trip with other people. But I also love being on my own schedule. I started off traveling with a full itinerary. Now I have no itinerary.
That's
I love just going in. And I know there's like a set of things that I'd like to do, but I like waking up and deciding that for myself.
I love that.
So how do you even decide where you're gonna go?
That is a great question.
It's whatever I feel drawn to. So Bacalar has been on my list for a really long time. I saw the waters and I was just like, I need to be there. But it's such a long journey to get there. You have to arrive in Cancun and then you have to take a 5-hour drive.
Oh,
yeah.
5-hour drive?
5 hours. It's crazy, but it's so worth it. So I recommend staying there for a long time if you do go. But it was more so something that I was really drawn to. Before that, I went to Cuba. That was not a solo trip, but, like, it was on my list as well.
Mm-hmm.
Most of these things is just something that I see in passing, and I'm like, ooh, I would love to go there. And I kind of just put it in my memory bank,
Do you do like research about the place?
I do. So my favorite thing to do is I book the flight first. Okay. I don't research because then I won't do it. Yeah. Like I'm very much impulsive.
Yeah.
So I'll book the flight. I won't book the stay yet. But what I'll do is go to YouTube and I'll look up vlogs.
I love it.
So that's a cheat code. That's instance, a little hack.
The Bacalar vlogs. I'll look at all of them. And that'll be like my morning ritual. Like I'll eat my breakfast and then watch the vlog. And then I'll figure out what I want to do there. So what I want to put on my list, and then also what area I want to stay in, and then what to avoid, and then also how to get there, how to get around. Like, girl, the journey there was crazy, but I'm glad that I watched these vlogs.
So you knew.
Yeah.
And then you weren't as shocked when things happen. It's like, oh, this is to be expected. Because I feel like if you... That's what I think is really smart is using the vlog experience as opposed to just the typed up. I don't know. People be on YouTube.
Girl, I use I use the vlogs too. That's how I figured out where I wanted to go for my birthday because people are giving like real life time.
Yes, as opposed to just reading up a little blog. I need to see
and
what the fuck is
going
on. A lot
of those are outdated and a lot of them they get paid to write the blog. Mm-hmm. So you kind of just go with whatever they're talking about.
I
like
love that.
Yeah, the video vlogs are good.
You live such a soft lifetime. She said, I wake up in the morning and I watch the vlogs. Like, girl, what? I'm waking up. I'm like, God damn it. Like,
girl, right.
Messages.
So what do you think are some best solo traveler trips versus like girlfriend trips?
In my experience, Bali is always the top of my list, and I know that it's becoming so saturated, so we're just getting so many mixed reviews, but I was in it when it was like a little less saturated, and I see the beauty in it.
Because you've gone a couple times to Bali, right?
And you've had extended stays.
I have.
Yeah.
We have a friend who's over there now living his life. He came back, but he's going back.
Yeah, he's a resident at this point.
Yeah.
That's the goal, to be a resident. I want to build my home there.
Oh, so Bali is definitely at the top of the list for solo travel.
Absolutely. And I would recommend staying in either Canggu, if you like more of a beachy vibe. If you like more of like a spiritual forest, lush vibe, I would say Ubud. But there's not as much to do in Ubud as there is in Canggu. But they're only an hour away, so you could do both. But I will say my new favorite space in Bali is Gili Island. It's definitely a little bit further away from everything, and there's less to do. There's no cars. Like, you ride in carriages. You ride you ride a bicycle out there. But the water is what you would expect Bali to look like, because people go to Bali and they're like, the beach is so dirty. Because, it's not that nice, unfortunately. Yeah. But Gili is... That's where you go for the nice beach. It's blue. It's clear. You swim with turtles.
Oh,
the food is amazing. Like, it's... Yeah.
Now we're going to run Gili down like Tulum.
Gili Island.
Gili's about to be the new Tulum.
I'm going to run it up. Yeah.
The way we wore poor Tulum down, that didn't stand a chance during the pandemic.
It really did.
Listen.
We ate that up. I went the first day it opened up, when the borders opened up during the pandemic. I was in Tulum.
Girl.
And it was so quiet. And then like within hours, people flooded in. And then within a year, it was like a bird call. Cuckoo.
Yeah. And they were like, y'all, we can get outside here. Bring your asses over here. I don't think we went during the pandemic.
We didn't.
We had went in 2017 and then again in 2019.
But that's just to give you a little taste on how much like I don't let fear run me. Like during the pandemic, I was very much like, I'm getting out of here. I was still out every couple months. Just like I am now. I just couldn't let that stop me. I'm like, I can't stop living my life just because.
And I love that about you, Ty, because you really be on road. I'm like, this girl's gone someplace again. How do you prioritize travel like that? Like living.
It's a priority.
Oh, period.
That's the number one thing. And you know, it's so funny. When I started this business, I was really big into the self-work. Mm-hmm. Like I was really, really working on myself, my confidence, just becoming the person that I am today. And one of the affirmations I used was, I travel the world in complete bliss. Traveling comes easy.
I love
traveling is a main priority. Like I really chose to make it a priority. So that's what I spend a lot of my money on. And then I'm also very transparent with my customers and my supporters. Like, they know, like, yes, I run a successful business, but I'm going to be gone for a week.
Period. Yeah. You do. You're like, get your orders in now because I will be gone.
I won't be sitting here answering your emails. And people put me on, too. That's the most amazing thing about it. Like, they've kind of, like, accommodated that. And I'm forever grateful because hopefully it inspires them, too. Like, you don't have to, like, live by this rule or the book. Like, you don't have to live this cookie-cutter life that has been kind of paved out for us.
Yeah.
We don't.
Do you ever go somewhere and you're like, I could just uproot my life and come here? Because that happens to me all the time.
That's the first words out of my mouth.
Every day I've been contemplating that.
You're like, I could pack up and leave. Because can't you tell the difference from the struggle, the fast-paced living here in L.A. versus capitalism, like other countries?
We've had this talk so many times. The past year, I want to say, and I don't really say this out loud to other people outside of my friends, but like, yes, I've been definitely exploring that.
Mm. Yeah, more people are doing it.
I've been contemplating it
a lot more recently because I'm feeling like I don't feel joy long enough out here. I feel like it costs a lot of money to be happy.
It costs so much. We've been talking about that.
That's our daily conversation.
Like, it's really expensive.
It is.
It's expensive to live comfortably in LA, in the US, I'll say in the US, but for sure in the major cities, Los Angeles, New York, even like places in Texas, it's fucking costly, y'all.
To do the bare minimum. And I remember you were telling us how you, when you went to Bali, like the beauty treatments and even massages and facials aren't looked at as a luxury. It's like, this is the norm. Get your $20 massage or however much.
$7.
$7 massage.
$7 massage for 1 hour.
The manicure was like, what?
$7.
While we're spending $200.
That's the thing. Everything that I value was easily accessible to every demographic. Like, anybody can have quote unquote luxury. The things that we deem as luxury in the US are accessible and readily available to everybody in other countries. So, like, for instance, you know, self-care, massages, taking care of yourself. Like I said, $7. Really, well-prepared, organic, sustainable food. That's like, so a meal, I don't know, what's one of our favorite restaurants that's like really healthy and like, you know, it's organic?
Like Sage.
You know, like a $20 meal would be like a $2 meal. You know? Nature is accessible. Good people that believe in karma and like living life a certain way. Like, that's important to me. Those are the things that I value, and it's just, it's easy to come by.
And that's what we need. We need a life of ease.
We do. Okay, you know what else we need a life of? Love. So, we do. So, the girlies have been saying that the romance is booming overseas. I keep seeing that popping up. And that's when I'm like, nigga, do I need to move?
I knew you guys were about to ask me this.
So, as a single traveler, are you open to vacation romance?
Girl, yes. Yes. I've been living my and that's another thing, like, I really do, I don't fear, I don't live in that fear. So I've, like I said, over the years I've practiced discernment, and I have been meeting men, and I actually put that out there into the universe last year. I was like, I want to meet a man to like entertain me on this trip,
period.
Girl, the way you put it out there, the
effort. It always comes. When I tell you, Ty's niggas always lined up. They hear it. They hear it from the U.S.
Ty's coming.
They hear from the U.S. They're like, I think she just summoned me. Her niggas be lined up. I'm like, wait, Ty, where? How? They be ready and waiting for you, girl. They be ready.
We laid out the red carpet, right.
And it's best time because, like, you know, it's not permanent. So you just really allow yourself to enjoy.
Yeah.
And it was so, like, one of my trips, I ended up on another part of the island with this man. And I thought I was just going to go for like a day. I ended up staying for a whole week, and I had the best time, and he treated me so well. And
but does that kind of change the intention of the trip? Like, it's solo, but then it turns into like a mini vacation?
It kind of did.
Or like a faux vacation?
But I was so receptive to it. I'm like, yes, I deserve this great time.
Cue the Maya.
I deserve to be pampered during this time. I deserve to not spend my money for a week.
Period.
Because it's still all about me.
Exactly.
But it's all on he.
Exactly. Yes.
I would welcome it too. Like, yes.
Yeah, I mean, and like you said, there's no strings attached. It's really simple. You can decide that you don't want to be involved mm-hmm. in it. And I love that you don't live in fear, so you allow these experiences to come yeah. to you and just really enhance your solo travel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you also never know what they could be in the future either. Mm-hmm. Like, one of the guys that I connected with is amazing. I talked to him today, and he wants to plan a trip for a couple months from now. So, aww. And not to say that, like, he's going to be my husband or right, anything, but like, could. I had such...
You never know.
You never know.
You never know where to go.
I had such a great time with him, and I had such an amazing experience. Like, that's something I'm going to treasure and keep in my heart forever, you know?
Yeah. Okay, so comparing the international romance to the U.S., mm-hmm. is there a stark difference? Do you notice a difference?
Yes.
Is it the U.S. niggas traveling international, and it, what's the vibe?
No, it's not, unfortunately. I wish it was. That's yeah. what I like looking
yeah.
for.
Yeah.
But no, it doesn't happen that way. So the past couple trips, I've met men. One of the men that I met, he actually lived there in the place that I visited. The second time I met a man that was from Australia mm. and just, he lived in Europe at the time and just like, the way they navigate, like, he was so of service.
Yeah, that's wow. what I love.
I love him. That's not service. Something I'm used to out here.
Girl, yeah. we be of service.
Yeah, it's yeah. hard to. It's
what
hard.
Can I do for you?
Yeah. It's very much like, oh, this is real princess treatment. Mm-hmm. This is what we seek out here that we're not getting so easily. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was almost like I didn't know what to do with it. I was so caught off guard. I'm like, God, you're doing everything. He was, like, feeding me at one point. Oh. Like,
the grapes.
Okay.
Girl, you, I can see you fully sticking into yeah, the experience. Yeah, yeah. I would be like, I got it.
Yeah.
Just fucking up my princess treatment.
No, it was actually hard
for me. No, Ty would be
me.
There with her mouth open, like, letting him drop the grapes in her mouth. I already know she would be letting a nigga fan her. Ty, you have that energy, like, yes.
It took me a minute, though. It took me a minute because I'm like, what does he want from me? But, like, he really didn't want anything. He really just wanted to make sure I knew that I was important to him in that moment. So
yeah, when you're traveling, right, and you're out solo, mm-hmm. I know the girls do this. You can turn on a different persona. Do you feel like you turn on a different... Like, do you become someone else?
Me comes out.
Oh.
I feel like the comfortable aspect of myself comes out to where I'm a little less like, I can be very uptight out here, but that's because I'm always in my masculine. I'm always like owning a business, working, putting out fires every single day will mm-hmm. easily put you in your masculine.
Yeah.
So when I'm on vacation, I'm like the more laid back. Like
when you're on vacation, you're tight.
Exactly. I'm more in flow. I'm more receptive, which I should be all the time, but it's hard to shut that off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I love that as a tip. Like, if you're going to engage in solo travel or going somewhere for the first time, really allowing yourself to lean into your femininity and your flow. Because, honey, here we be boxing.
Listen, you know? I be feeling like DMX.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, what the fuck, though?
Wait, my dog. That's how I be feeling. Like, damn. The way we be boxing and fighting, big masculine energy.
And then on vacation, I do feel like a puppy. I feel like, okay, you know, people are, that's why we had such a good time in El Salvador. Like, they were serving us, anticipating our needs, just at our beck and call, not in like a bad way, but just there for us. And I'm like, I could really.
That's another thing. In other countries, too, you can tell they're doing it from a space of love.
Yes.
When they are in servitude, the people that are working, the jobs that they're working, it's not because they're trying to just pay their rent so they can get a gig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully tomorrow. Like, you could just feel, like, the disdain when you're out here.
It's
like... You have to tip for everything.
Girl, I hate that. The way I stand that iPad right back around. Get it off my motherfucker face.
You didn't even say hi to me. No tip.
I'm like, turn. Yes. I spin that motherfucker back.
It's just so much entitlement for just like a little tiny gesture. And then when you're in another country, it's like you could just tell they want to be kind because they want to be kind.
Yeah, that's how it is in Mexico.
And that helps you relax too.
It does.
Mexico, they love doing that. They love to serve. There's such a heart of service there. Like, what can we do? It's our pleasure. Like, you know, everything is their pleasure, and I love that. Thank you.
The Chick-fil-A spirit.
Yes. Have the Chick-fil-A energy. Damn.
Yes.
And the thing is, I'm like that too, so it's frustrating to not receive that out here.
Yeah.
So when I go to another space, I feel, again, more at home and more like myself, because it's like a beautiful exchange.
Yeah. Do you have any travel hacks since you travel so much?
Okay, so I... have the Chase Inc. card.
For points. Now bring it around. Yes, yes. This is what we really want to know.
They should be sponsoring me.
Right.
I have the Chase Inc. card, so I accumulate so many points because I use it for my business. So every single purchase goes on that. So, girl, by like 6 months, I could buy a whole trip.
Love that.
You know, so I utilize that a lot. If I am purchasing a flight, I purchase it on Cheapo Air. I've been using that for years.
Okay.
It's always the best prices.
Okay.
Let's see. I'll check. Oh, you know what I'll do? Wherever I'm staying, I will look at that area and I'll go to Google Maps and look at that area and I'll figure out like what area I want to be in.
I like that.
And then I'll put in, I'll type in the hotels in my Google Maps and kind of see like within my price range, which one I would want to stay at. And I check the reviews. I'm a review girly.
Same girl. I'd be all up and through. I might spend a couple of days. I'm like, Germany, give me some time.
Yeah.
Give me some time. She'll be like, this one, which one? I'm like, give me some time to go through the reviews, sis. I tell her all that all the time. Let me go through the reviews and I'll come back to you.
Yeah. It's so smart because you never know what you're getting into.
You don't.
It could be a brand new hotel that doesn't know what they're doing.
Girl with perfect pictures and then people are going ham in the comments.
I'm what like, are your ideas about Airbnb versus hotels?
I was about to say, I never stay at Airbnb.
Hate them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm done with that.
Especially not solo.
Prior to 2020. It really took a mean, nasty turn after 2020 and did something different. Let me tell you something.
Well, because we realized, like, we're paying the same price to do everything.
Girl, I'm loading the laundry.
When we went to Mexico City, we were washing the laundry.
That's what I'm saying.
The dishes.
They want you to take the trash out, pull it out. I'm like, bitch, trash day is tomorrow. That's why you got me out here pulling your trash out.
We went to Mexico City. We cleaned that whole thing before we had it out, but we had a nice time.
It was a great time. But, and that, honestly, that was, like, minimal. But, like, when you stay at Airbnbs, a lot of stuff is not accessible to you. And I love having just a concierge that I can go to. Love room service.
Love it.
You know?
The best travel experience, I mean, it wasn't solo, but the best experience I've ever had was going to Nobu. It was so much luxury.
To go there, Ty.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
You have to go. It was beautiful. The like food, being able to like have the restaurant experience. Mm-hmm. It's such a sexy place. I just loved it. I was like, I could get used to this type of luxury. Yes. Ugh, it was my favorite.
It was mine too. Top two.
Your favorite?
One of them, yeah. Maybe the top. I need to travel more, you know? I want to travel more so that I can get more experiences and go to different countries so that I can accurately tally them up. Because I done been to Mexico.
So many times.
There's so much to explore in Mexico. Yeah, but I've been there so many times. But this year I am going to Ghana. I'm excited about that.
Yes.
And we need to figure out where we're going on our friendcation.
Yeah.
But I don't know where the first solo place is going to be. It probably will be Bali.
Bali.
Yeah.
So I know we were... I want to piggyback off that question about like where you should solo travel or where I would recommend. So Bali for sure. Mm-hmm. Holbox is another one.
Oh, yes.
Holbox is in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful, amazing, warm water, white sands, amazing restaurants. Bacalar as well, which I talked about earlier. It's inland. It's like close to the border of Belize.
I saw that on the map.
Yeah. And the water, it's actually
it's like
a lagoon.
So blue.
It's not even an ocean. It's a lagoon. Uh-huh. And it's the bluest water you'll ever see. The food is incredible. The people are amazing. What else? What was a really good trip? Belize as well. Belize was a beautiful trip. And the people made me feel so welcomed.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard that about Belize.
We have.
That might be where we host our next retreat.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Yes.
How do you take care of your health when you're traveling? Because I've had a health scare when I came back, and it's not like to live in fear. It's just real. You know that your body has to adjust when you're abroad. The food is so different when you're abroad. How do you like manage that?
So sometimes I'll prep myself for parasites. So I'll do maybe like 2 weeks before the trip, I'll do wormwood extract, which kills parasites. So I'll take that every day for about 2 weeks. I make sure I have my activated charcoal with me just in case.
Mm-hmm.
And I live a pretty healthy lifestyle already, but when I go on trips, I feel like I'm even healthier because of the food.
Yeah.
The selection is always better in terms of fruits and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And
And even the meat options.
And even
if you're not a meat eater locally, which I'm not a meat eater, I usually eat fish when I'm abroad. But I noticed that like the caliber of food is just way different. The way that they're raising the animals,
1,000%.
It's more humane. So you're getting better quality of produce, meats, you know, like just, it's just different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's different.
Mm-hmm.
Girl,
mm-hmm.
I love that you said to like start to prep your body for like being abroad because child, when we went to El Salvador,
there was no prep.
Yeah.
There was no prep. But my mom was telling me that one of the homegirls who was on the retreat with us, she had prepped her body. She was taking like certain strains of probiotics mm-hmm. and like
that as well. Yeah.
Yeah. She had looked that up and she was one of the ones who didn't get sick.
That mm-hmm. actually saved me a little bit because I had my probiotics with me.
Yeah.
But I mean, you just have to prepare yourself as best as possible. I don't think you can anticipate everything.
No, yeah. Some things are inevitable.
Yeah. But what you can, great, and roll with the punches when you get there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's another thing. We have to have grace. Because we're in a different country, right? Mm-hmm. Our bodies are so used to what we've been doing. So when we go to these other countries, our bodies are like, the fuck you doing?
Right, mm-hmm. exactly.
So you may have a slight little stomach, son, because my stomach was fucked
up. Oh, no.
But, I mean, hey, it was shocked.
Yeah.
It was shocked.
Yeah, so. The activated charcoal is key. Mm-hmm. And also not stressing yourself out before you go. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, there is that anxiety before a trip.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Forgetting something. Mm-hmm. Like, you.
The marathon, the Olympics.
Yeah. It is.
Travel.
Have you seen
Olympics?
That TikTok?
Yeah.
Getting all your shit
together. Girls getting ready 2 days before the trip. Yeah. I try not to stress myself out. And at this point, I have pretty much like everything in order.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Everything. Pretty much my bags.
Got your packing cubes.
They are. Slide the show up. Everything is organized.
Get idly settled and.
Yeah. Bite.
He'd probably be giving you that classic side
eye.
Oh,
he does.
Like, here she fucking go.
I feel like it's getting to the point where he doesn't even care anymore, and I'm getting real sad.
Aww.
He's like,
I leave her dog.
You leaving again? Okay. Right.
That's how they be looking.
Yeah, but I don't stress myself out, so that helps out a lot. I think in the beginning, I used to stress so much to the point where I would get there and like my stomach would be so unsettled.
Oh,
you know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
That makes sense.
So now it's just kind of like, no, if I'm missing something, I'll get it when I get there. It's okay.
Yeah. I love that.
Seriously.
Okay, Ty, so here. Bravado, Black Girl Bravado is in your face boldness, undeniable confidence. What has been your biggest moment of Black Girl Bravado to date?
Oh, that's a tough one.
And it doesn't have to be related to travel.
Whatever you've done where you're like, I did that shit.
Yeah. I was bold.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, my life as a whole.
Period.
I've literally manifested everything I've wanted. And I'm ready for the next thing now.
This
is like the scary part. And I know that we can circle back in a few years and I could like answer this question again.
Mm-hmm.
Because as of right now, I'm like, I'm so content and I've really accomplished everything, like starting this business and it becoming what it's become while also living, you know, this life of freedom that I've been able to manifest. That's a blessing.
Yeah.
And I'm really proud of that. And now I'm like, okay, what's next? Yeah. So I'm in a scary place right now.
I think all of us are. I really love that because we have watched you like manifest this beautiful life.
Likewise.
And you talk about it all the time and we've just been able to witness it. And it's so beautiful. Like we admire how free you are, how soft you are. Like you really get up and do what you want to do and you live the life that you want to live. And it's just been amazing to watch unfold like from afar and even up close being your friend. So I love that for you.
Thank you.
And I'm excited for whatever's next.
Me too.
Thank you. I wonder what it is.
In the stands.
Right. Yes. It's going to be good.
Yes, it is.
Okay, Ty. So do you think there's anything about solo travel that we miss that you're just like, you know what? We didn't talk about this, but girl, if you're ready to get on the road, this is what you need to know.
Be prepared to take a look at yourself.
Mm.
Be prepared to take a look at yourself because you're going to be by yourself. I think that's what people are in fear of.
Not having anything to occupy that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So when I get the question all the time, like, where do I start? What should I do? I'm scared. And I'm like, what are you scared of?
Yeah.
I think it's that. I think it's like knowing that you're going to be by yourself. So prep yourself, bring a really good book.
Mm-hmm.
make dinner reservations at beautiful restaurants.
Yes.
Order the cutest drinks.
Come on.
Pack the cutest outfits. So you feel good about yourself. Yeah. You know? Yes.
Really put some intention and thought.
We'll be out there in our schmuck. Moo-moo. Yeah, a little.
I don't know nobody. Nobody know me.
Taking a very casual approach.
And that's how I used to do it. I used to go on solo trips. I'm like, nobody's going to see me. And my confidence would lack so much because I didn't feel good about myself. I was just like, no, this is an escape for me. But now it's like, it's a beautiful escape. It's like I get to escape and really become the best version of myself.
Yes.
The most luxurious version of myself. This heightened woman, you know? So that's what I wish for women when they go on these trips, to feel really, really powerful.
Period. You said it. Now I'm about to pack my shit.
I got the battery in my back. Look. Where am I going? Okay, Ty, so let our listeners know where they can find you so that they can witness all of this and beautiful travel that's happening.
At Purple and Prosper. It's purple without the E. P-U-R-P-L-A-N-D, Prosper.
Period. And while y'all at it, go to her website and buy some of her amazing products. We've been standing Ty for so long, many years. Everything that she makes is amazing, and she's a real good girl.
Thank you.
All right, y'all. Ty is just phenomenal. That girl is so knowledgeable. And like you mentioned earlier, so fearless. She doesn't let anything stop her from getting into her solo travel bag and seeing all that the world has to offer. And I really love it. I'm inspired. I'm motivated, like I said, to get into my travel bag. This is going to be the beginning of a new era for me. It is. So, y'all, we are going to take a quick break, but we're coming back with more Black Girl Bravado right after this.
Okay, y'all, so we have reached the final segment of the show. It is time to pick up your pen.
We're dropping a gem.
So this is where we share with y'all the goodies that we're feeling, you know? And if you have some goodies you want to share, you can call up the Homegirl Hotline. The Homegirl Hotline information is down in the show notes.
It hasn't been blinging lately.
It has not been blinging or ringing. You can send us a text about your gems. You can also send us questions that you may need advice on. All of that happens at the Homegirl Hotline. And again, that phone number is down in the show notes. You can leave a message or you can text us. But the gem this week that we want to share is a website. So Ty shared with you all in the episode a website where she searches for her flight deals. And I have found one as well that was shared with me by a homegirl called skyscanner.com. I'm going to Ghana in December. And I had turned on my flight tracker for Google Flights because that's what I usually have been using to find my shit. But y'all know international flights are expensive as hell, and going to Ghana is on the deep end of expensive. And so initially I was seeing tickets through the Google Flights that were like $2,400. And I'm like, whew, I was mentally prepared for it. But when I talked to my homegirl, she was like, oh, you Skyscanner. And I got my ticket to Ghana for $1,700, and I'm not on the Spirit plane. Listen. So I'm actually on like American on one of the flights and then Delta on the other one. So we're doing good. We're doing good. And it was like the prices were substantially cheaper. And I even used it again when I had to go to the Bay for McKenzie's graduation. And I got that ticket for like $120 or something like that. So Skyscanner's that girl.
We're using Skyscanner. The link is down in the show notes. Use it for your upcoming travels. Save yourself some coins, y'all. Save yourself some coins.
Because it's not cheap, especially if you're doing solo traveling and ain't nobody to split that room with.
Listen.
Okay.
Get in your bag. Stay in your bag.
So we have come to the end of the episode. Come back next week because we're still going to be talking about travel. This episode is going to be for all of the girlies who they want to take it a step further. Maybe you want to move abroad. Okay. You've done the traveling and you're ready to jump ship.
You're ready to unpack your bags for good.
Okay. Yeah. So come back next week. We're going to be talking with a great guest, Imani, expert expat. And yeah, we'll see you all next week.
Love you.
Bye.